Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time for episode 114 of the Phil Hendry Podcast, brought to you in part by Sherry's Berries. I just got another shipment of Sherry's Berries. I just got another shipment of these delicious, huge, fat, juicy, chocolate-covered, and frosting-covered, and candy-covered strawberries, and I'm giving it at the outside 12 hours, and they'll be gone. More likely a half an hour, but 12 hours, we'll try and stretch it that long. Most likely they won't last that long. Sherry's Berries are fantastic, and stay tuned. We'll tell you more about how you can get a shipment of Sherry's Berries and just sit there and enjoy them, whether with friends or all by yourself. All right, time now for this episode of the Phil Hendry Podcast. It's Larry Grover, a character who was born of the same experience as Dean Wheeler, this guy I met in Las Vegas who was smiling through his tears. This dude who had just lost, I don't know, 30 G's at the blackjack table the night before, and he was smiling at me as he said he'd never had a worse time and he'd never be coming back to Vegas. Well, you can sort of hear the smile through the pain in the voice of Larry Grover on this particular episode, where he talks about getting your elderly parents prepared for the likelihood they'll have Alzheimer's. Like, for instance, oh, turning chairs around in the room and doing other things that will make them more familiar with basically losing their grip on reality. Here he is, Larry Grover, episode 114. Of the Phil Hendry Podcast.
We are we're on with Larry Grover. Mr. Grover is a chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. We're talking with him tonight about a problem that I sincerely hope that many of you won't have to deal with. I did, and that is the aging of a parent and the decision as to whether or not you got to put them in a assisted living facility, right, Larry?
Yeah, and there are a great many wonderful assisted living facilities, Phil, here in our area, in the Los Angeles area, as well as across the country. And assisted living, just so your listeners know, is when the elderly individual, a senior, is cared for. They live in their own abode, but they have a nurse on call and so forth.
Okay. So what was the problem that you're running into?
Well, it's a problem anybody's going to run into. It's about being able to, you know, how do you talk to an elderly father or an elderly mother and talk with them about going into assisted living? It can be a very difficult thing. They naturally don't want to lose their surroundings, and they can be very stubborn.
Oh boy, that's the truth. They're like, well, everybody gets used to their home, you know, and
well, Phil, and I think also the last thing you want to do is force them to go, you know, to go someplace. You don't want to force them. So it really needs to be their decision. But when you have an individual like mother, she's very stubborn. It's a challenge.
Now, you're sharing a house right now with your mother, right?
That is correct. The house, just so you know, Phil, the house technically should be mine, since I'm the male heir to my father and my mother's assets.
But the house is in your mom's name?
Well, that's only because, obviously, she had it as community property with my father, which is it's an interesting technicality. What that means is, if an adult son is living with his mother, even though I'm 41 years old, and so I should be seen as the man of the house and the male heir to the family's assets. I sort of have to, for want of a better word, sit there, you know, while my mother owns the house. But all of this is beside the point, Phil.
Yeah, you're right. I just wanted the audience to know that you are there and that you see your mother's condition every day. So how has it deteriorated?
Well, I mean, she's getting older. She's constantly... to give an example, she talks aimlessly about me. She goes on and on about nothing, which you'll notice people who suffer from Alzheimer's will begin. I guess anybody who has that in their family will notice the first thing they'll notice about the elderly person is that they begin to just talk on and on.
Does she talk about anything that...
Oh, she goes, you know, Larry, why don't you get a job? This kind of stuff, you know. And it's ridiculous.
You're employed, right?
Well, but that's not the point. She's getting older, and it's only a matter of time before she begins to, you know, before her mind starts to come apart. And so the challenge that sons and daughters like myself face, how do you get your mother or your father, who are aging, to make the decision themselves to go into assisted living? And what I do is something called accelerated awareness.
All right, now tell me about that, because you've talked with other groups about this thing called accelerated awareness, a way of helping kids get their elderly parents to recognize they need to go into assisted living.
That is correct, Phil.
All Tell me about it.
Well, all right. Accelerated awareness introduces the elderly person gradually and hopefully feel compassionately to the realities that they're going to be facing them when they do become afflicted with either Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's accomplished in rather benign ways. I've talked to so many people who saw what happened to their parents when their parents got Alzheimer's. So you develop a keen awareness of what's going to happen to your own parents. And so you begin to implement that.
Give me an example.
All right, well, it can be something as simple as, and this is based upon actual events. You can take her shoes and put them, believe it or not, you can put them in the refrigerator. She's going to find them, and she'll ask you how they got there, and you tell her that you tell her she put them there. This is an example of your mind not working properly.
But she didn't put them there. You did, right? Only you are telling her she did to make her think she has Alzheimer's?
No, Phil, you're getting a little fancy. I put the shoes there, yeah, but it doesn't matter. She's eventually going to do it anyway. And I'll give you another example. And
let me give our phone number out here. Larry Grover is with us. We're talking about the accelerated awareness that he talks to groups about in preparing your mothers and fathers for assisted living if they have to go in because of Alzheimer's. When I say go in, I mean, by the way, an assisted living facility or a nursing home, right, Larry?
Or a full-time nurse, right.
So even though your mother didn't put her shoes in the refrigerator, you put them there. When she asks you how they got there, you say to her that she did it.
Well, what you're doing, Phil, is it is accelerated awareness for the senior. You're basically saying, yes, you did. You put your shoes in there because you know that it's only a matter of months, if not weeks, before you are going to find, a pair of her, you know, and God knows what, the Mother Goose shoes or whatever they wear in there. Now, this is a very heartbreaking thing to have to do.
Absolutely.
But it has to be done because what you're trying to do is prepare that senior. I'll give you another example, Phil, and this is a tough one. We have a couple of dachshunds, small dogs, and what you do is you wait for the animals to do their business outside or what have you, and you get those droppings that the animals are going to leave there. And this is probably the toughest part of accelerated awareness, but you have to let them know what is going to happen to them. So I got the droppings from the dogs. I put them into her bed. Now, this was after she went to sleep.
Why?
Because, Phil, let me tell you something. I don't know if you saw that the film with Robert Young about the guy that shot his wife who had Alzheimer's. It happens. In my mother's case, when she gets older...
The movie with Robert Young, I'm not familiar with that.
It was the movie about the man who shot his wife.
I'm familiar with that case, yeah.
Well, in the movie, she... and it's a sad thing, but she goes to the bathroom in the bed. And
all right, so you have to do this, or you did this with your mom?
Well, she wakes up, she's shocked. I got to tell her that she did that herself in the middle of the night. It's painful.
But again, she didn't do it. You
that is correct. But let me help you with this because I can see you're, and a lot of people probably don't understand this, Phil. And forgive me if I'm not explaining it well. My mother is going to be 75 this January. I anticipate in the year 2006 that I, literally, Phil, I'm going to be cleaning her bed sheets with gasoline. That's how bad I think it'll get if she doesn't get into assisted living now, so that someone is there to wake her up if she goes in her bed or gets her over to a toilet or whatever you have to do. And so...
But Larry, again, and if I'm not understanding, please...
No, I want to explain it to you.
All right. Your mom's not doing this.
That is correct, but it's a distinction you don't even need to make. What you're trying to do is get her prepared for when it's really going to happen. What is she going to do when she walks into the kitchen, opens up the freezer, and she's put her shoes in the freezer for real? That's going to be a sad and tragic day. If you can get her ready for it, simply say, look, you put these shoes in the freezer, and it's time for you to...
Are these stories you collected?
These are all stories I collected in doing my research, right? A lady, somebody's mother put her shoes in the icebox. Someone else, went in the bed. And I mean, not number one, but...
I understand. All right. We're talking with Larry Grover. He described it very well. He says it's very heartbreaking. How do you... how do you put your parents into an assisted living facility if that time comes? Larry is of the mind that you have to expect it's going to happen, so you might as well do it sooner than later. And he goes by way of something called accelerated awareness, which is where you, I guess, you begin to do things, or you begin to make things happen that they would do anyway. Putting their shoes in the icebox, so on and so forth.
Phil Henry Show.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Larry Grover joins us on accelerated awareness, getting your elderly parents ready for the idea so that they accept it, right?
Well, Phil, hopefully it becomes their idea. If your parents believe that they are, that their mind is not what it should be, that they're leaving, that they're soiling themselves, or they're walking outside with no shoes on, or what happened, then hopefully they will, say, yes, I do want to go into assisted living. And then they move on, and in my case, as I said, I should have, the house that we have should be mine, but my mother, because she was married to my father.
Well, I don't understand. Is the house in your name, or?
No, it's technically in her name.
And you're living there. You were married, right?
Well, this really isn't about me, but yeah, I was married.
I know that, but I just wanted to get some background. You were married. You've got four kids.
That is correct, yes.
And once you and your wife, Valerie, right?
Yeah.
Once you guys separated, then you moved in with your mom?
Yes. And my wife, as is the case in most divorces, my wife got everything. And I was left with nothing. And I had to take a job running... I had to take a job running prints of wedding invitations over at the print shop, where you have large families of Mexican-Americans that'll come in and they want a wedding invitation. So I've got to sit there, and it was quite a shock.
I'm not sure I know what that has to do with any...
Well, I'm just telling you about the situation in my life, and now I have to deal with what's happening to my mother.
If your parents are ready to go into assisted living, fine, but if they're not... Accelerated awareness, where you, I guess you get them to believe that they already have Alzheimer's. Let's go over to Lynn. Lynn, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I live with my mom, and I don't understand this person's mentality, why he would subject his parents to that type of harassment if they
don't
already
have... Well, no, I mean, she's going to be... You know that your mother... is going to be, you're going to have to put your mother in diapers someday.
That may very well be true.
Right.
I would never subject her to that if she wasn't already incapacitated.
What we're trying to do, Lynn, is get the elderly, get the senior ready for the inevitable, and certainly you don't want to be
that inevitable never happens.
that's, what do you mean? I don't
not
know anybody
every,
yet.
Not every senior citizen is going to get Alzheimer's.
Well, ma'am...
why would you subject your mother to this type of embarrassment if she's never going to get it? You don't know that she's going to get it. All you want is her house.
I protest that.
So you can have her house.
Mr. Henry, I protest that. I find...
All right, hold on for a minute. Let's not get... the way you've presented this, Larry, you're talking about the house.
No, I protest... But that lady is making a point that is absolutely irrelevant.
No,
now,
it is
absolutely inevitable, Lynn, that someday you or someone else is going to be putting diapers on your mother. Now, I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but that's the truth.
I'm sorry. I work with senior citizens.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I work with senior citizens.
All right.
I'm around them almost
every day.
You're a professional.
I'm not a professional.
There are 99, would you shut up and listen to me? There are 99% of them that do not and will
not
ever have Alzheimer's.
Hold on. Lynn, this is Phil Henry. I understand what you're saying. Larry, are you talking about the...
Mr. Henry, please, I'd like the record to note that this woman has called me basically a thief.
Well, hold on. Let's take it away from the personal for a minute.
She doesn't want to recognize the fact that someday she's going to have to slap diapers on her own mother.
Not and necessarily.
Wait a minute. I know what Lynn is saying is true. That not every senior gets Alzheimer's. What are you saying, Larry? Every senior becomes incontinent?
I'm saying, in the very least, every senior will wander outside without shoes on at least a couple of times during the week.
Absolutely not.
Well, I'd like to know. Not. I'd like to know your documentation on that.
Ooh. My documentation is everyday living with these people. I have dinner with 80s and 90-year-old people who right. are completely able to take care of themselves.
Hey, Lynn, you mentioned that you work with the elderly, so you may be a professional, right?
Well, that's the point. This lady's a professional nurse. I'm talking about the rank and file.
No, I am not. Well, I am not a professional.
Well, where
nurse.
Do you get the time, ma'am, to be spending all this time with senior citizens, changing
their diapers,
and so on?
I volunteer with these people.
All right. I have, you know, I don't have a job right now, but what I am looking for one, and I
yes,
do want...
Thank.
I beg your pardon?
Go
you
ahead.
Know, ma'am, I'm trying to be polite to you.
Well, what is your point, Larry, that this lady spends a lot of time so she knows what's up?
She knows what's up. She's not someone like me, and the 99% of the rest of us who don't want to face that day when they're going to wake their mother up for breakfast and they'll see that she's gone, she's gone to the bathroom in the sheets. And that's going to be, well, I don't know what to say about that.
Why would you tell your mother that she went to the bathroom in the sheets when she didn't?
Because it's going to happen.
Would you listen to me? It is going to be embarrassing enough when she actually does it herself.
Yeah, and I would rather not be the guy.
Why would you get her ready for something like that? By putting our hat in our bed.
Yeah, we got to watch your language there.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I am so irate at this, ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm simply trying to get my mother ready for the day that someone is going to come in and say, "Hello, Mrs. Grover. Excuse me while I put diapers on you." And you know something? It may be a man.
Well, Larry, you
and
know.
It may as well be you. You're not working.
Hello. You know, I'm sorry. I love my mother very dearly. Even though she's put me through a lot, including impugning my manhood a few times in front of some girlfriends, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to put diapers on my own mother. I've got that much self-respect.
Well, sir, when it comes to somebody you love, you know, and they have no help, you have to.
Boy, you are funny. You want to come over to my house, Phil, and change my mother's diapers? Have at it.
She doesn't need diapers yet.
That's what we're talking about.
You're trying to convince her that she does.
That's what we're talking about. All right, Lynn, thank you very much.
I would like the record to show she's a professional nurse and she's used to emptying bedpans.
She said she's
not.
She said she's a volunteer.
I'd like to see that in writing.
All right, look at Lynn. Thank you. How much of this, Larry, is a concern for yourself, as opposed to concern for your mother?
There is, Phil. There is no concern higher for me than the well-being of my mother. Mother, I'm on the phone. So that was her picking the phone up. She picks the phone up and she wants to listen in because, I guess, in a way, as seniors get older, they don't know where they are. And they need to get some bearings. And so they'll pick a phone up and try to listen to a conversation. Oh, I live in this house or something like that. I don't have any privacy.
All right. I'm not saying that it is not it's an easy world. I'm just asking you. The same question that lady asked, which is, you know, why is this not a little bit of harassment? Caleb, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just want to say what this guy's doing is very borderline to elderly abuse. It's mental abuse to his to his mother. I've got two grandmothers who are almost 80. They live by themselves and still able to completely take care of themselves and their household and their yard, everything. There's no
there's two of them together. Right, there's two of them together, and between the two of them, they can get a lawn mowed once a month.
They're not together. They're in separate houses.
I thought you said they live together.
No,
they do not live together.
These are both your grandmothers, Caleb?
Yeah, I've lost both my grandfathers. They live on their own. They're both nearing their 80s, and they live healthy, happy lives, both completely together. You can't make somebody hold on, just let me finish. You can't make someone think they're losing their mind when they're not. People can live out a completely healthy, happy life to the end of their life without ever losing their mind.
The reason why you're saying that, Caleb, is because you're young and you want that to be true for you. But I got to tell you, the fact is, one of these days you're going to get a phone call, and I don't know what city you live in, but it'll be probably from your municipal police department saying your grandmother's down here. She was wandering down Main Street in her bare feet. Come on down and get her. And that you laugh now, but buddy, you'll be crying all the way to the precinct house.
You know, I've been through an elderly grandparent that did actually lose their mind a little bit. I've been through that, so
there
I have been through it. But I've also been through others who haven't, and my grandmother, she's 80, she's managing a senior home, and I see all these other seniors who are in their 80s and their 90s still living healthy, happy lives.
Do you know the name George Burns?
Doing
Caleb,
fine.
Caleb, do you know the name George Burns?
Do I what?
Do you know the name George Burns? You remember him? He was a comic.
Yeah,
he lived
George
to be 103, and everybody thought, what a wonderful thing. Guess what? He couldn't sit up straight. They had to feed him his soup every night in a diaper.
You know. Well, when it comes time to that, then you love your parent enough to put him there.
The Phil Hendry Show, making pot brownies.
What is the name of the company?
They're called Symmetry Cabinets. And, Phil, I'm telling your audience this for a reason. I know a lot of people, when they first hear about accelerated awareness, they think it is not a responsive or compassionate move. In trying to get the elderly to accept the inevitability of their, literally of their minds beginning to just come apart at the hinges. But Symmetry Cabinets will do.
Tell me what these people do. They come in.
Well, you send the senior, your mother or your father, off to the movies or off to a friend's. They could come in and they can redo the kitchen into a den or a sitting room or anything. Why? All right, I'll tell you why. The reason why you do this is so that when your father or mother come home, what they thought was the kitchen.
Well, you're just playing a game on them.
No, Phil, this is where you and your listeners are just not getting it. You are not...
You're changing the kitchen into a den, and there's a company that does this.
They'll do it in under 2 hours, yeah.
So that when your parents come home, they walk into what they thought was their kitchen.
And they'll say, what happened to the kitchen? And you say to them, you see, that's what I'm talking about. This is what's happening to you. You could say, this is what's going to happen to you. They won't believe it. But if you say, look, see, now it's happening to you, now they believe it.
But what about the lady that said it may never happen?
Look, I just told you about George Burns that everybody thought was so great. The guy's 110. Bob Hope, did you get a look at him? And I don't mean to say did you get a look at him, but did you see Bob Hope before he died?
I saw pictures of the man. He was very old.
Yeah. Very old, but they were always from the neck up. And I'll tell you why. They couldn't show you Bob Hope from the neck down because you don't know whether he had on a big pair of Baby Huey diapers.
I know it's emotional.
It's very emotional.
Let's go to Louise. Louise, hello.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
Go ahead.
I can't believe what I was hearing. Number one, I'm going to be 70 years old in January, and if my children ever attempted this kind of joke on me, they would be out the door so fast they wouldn't know what hit them.
Well, but what happens when the day comes that you do?
I care for a home. I look after a disabled son. I have my mother and my aunts lived well into their late 80s, and to the day they died, they died of heart disease. They didn't. Their minds were functional.
You say you take care of a disabled son.
No, that doesn't mean every older person is going to have Alzheimer's. And what you are doing is extremely cruel, and it's probably against the law. Hopefully your mother will pick up the phone or tell a relative and call the cops on you.
I have a question.
You're trying to get the house from her.
No, see, that is absolutely wrong, Phil, and I reject that entirely.
Yeah. Well, you did bring up the fact of the house.
Look, I want to ask this lady something. She says she takes care of a disabled son. How does she know she's taking care of him?
I'm not. He's in a group home. I see him twice a week.
Oh, see, right there. You said you took care of him. Now all of a sudden he's in a home.
No, but I look after him. And he's schizophrenic. He doesn't have any problems like Alzheimer's.
All he does is hear people. What does he hear? Bats talking to him?
He's on medication. He's fine.
Well, then
he just has to be watched. Number two, he can't live as an adult in my home. He has to learn to stay, be on his own. But I'm not defending myself against him. What I'm trying to tell you is,
in my family, no one
has Alzheimer's. They live into their late 80s, and they have all their faculties till the day they die. And how dare you attempt to do this to your mother, which is so cruel and inhuman.
Well, you say they have their faculties. Look at, ma'am, they could all be walking around in their bare feet in overalls.
They do not. They never
did. Wrestling in the front yard,
absolutely,
and you think that's normal behavior.
Not. They have problems such older people get with the little high blood pressure and the sugar. But they are in full control of their faculties. You are a very cruel person.
I'm trying to help my mother.
And I hope somebody calls the police on you and check you out.
Well, you have to be aware of the law.
Perhaps you need to be hospitalized.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, I see I won't get an honest answer, so...
Well, go ahead, ask your question.
I doubt if this lady is capable of giving me an honest answer.
Ask it.
Are you now wearing diapers?
What?
See, she laughs, you know. It's none of my business, or of course not. See, you notice the confusion?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a personal question.
Oh, man.
I work. I care for a home. Believe me, I don't need that stuff.
A home?
And it doesn't run in my family, and I certainly would never perpetrate something like that on my parents.
They
have gone into the beyond now. They're no longer with me, and I do miss them, and I love them. But I cared for them.
You miss them? I mean, if they were still alive, how old would they be, 150?
My father probably be about 100.
Well, you don't want them alive.
Well, how old is your mother?
Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. So if your parents were still alive, your father's 100.
Yet. I'm sorry, at 75,
and you're walking around with
you're
a
young
behind
person.
Him.
And you know what? You got four children. You put yourself in her place a few years down the line.
Ma'am,
let's see how your children
you call,
take care okay of
what, Louise, I'll be happy
you
to give
like
you,
it.
I'll give you my home phone number. I guarantee in the year 2006, someone is going to be cleaning your bed sheets with gasoline.
Absolutely not.
And I,
all right.
Absolutely not.
All right, look at Louise. Very good point.
Why do you say she had a good point, but not me?
That guy's too much. Anyway, thank you for letting
me. Oh, yeah, that guy's nuts. See how you write me off?
Yeah,
but if I ask you if you have diapers, you're ha-ha.
I hope the family member gets a hold of this and finds out what's going on with his mother.
Family member? I'm the family member.
Then other family members, you're not capable of caring for your mother. Okay, thank
you
so much.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Okay, thank
you very much. It's nice to be written off by some old lady who doesn't have a degree. Mr. Henry, I don't understand the purpose of this forum.
What are you talking about?
I hope your mother, this and that, this and that. She gets the last word. She hangs up. She sounds, you know, she's got that New York accent, which makes her sound like she's street smart. And I'm standing here with egg yolk coming right off my nose. And you didn't so much as raise your voice.
Sir, you're here to debate your own points. That lady made one good point after another. Members of her family can take care of themselves. She's 70.
She's 70, and she doesn't know whether her son's in a home, whether he's nuts, where he is.
I don't know how you got that idea. Larry Grover talking with us here about accelerated awareness. Your parents may not have Alzheimer's, but there is a way that you can accelerate their awareness of the inevitability of it by some pretty bizarre things. I mean, hiring a cabinet company to come in and turn the kitchen into a den so that they think they don't remember where the rooms in the house are. I think it's a little bizarre.
The Phil Hendry Show, on the peripheral edge of reality.
All right, Larry, we're going to take some more phone calls. You have a website.
I'd like to give the web address, Phil. Anybody who wants to know more about accelerated awareness, which is a way of introducing your parents to the reality of the possibility of assisted living, where they will have a nurse there and someone who can take care of them. I can't imagine any parent, other than my own mother, who apparently, God bless her, apparently she doesn't care, you know, whether I have to clean up her number two or whatever you want to call it. But
all right, look, we'll give the web address out later. I want to get to more phone calls. You seem to be obsessed with putting a diaper on your mother. And
well, all I'm saying is, Phil, it's better that they're in a home. Where they are.
And what about this thing that people have mentioned? You want the house and...
Phil, I never mentioned anything about the house.
You did say that by all rights it should be yours.
I'm 41. I live with my mother. And I don't even have... I'm not even given the dignity of being quick claimed onto the title of a house. I sleep on a cot in the service porch. There's a restraining order against me, so I can't see my own children. I don't care if I ever see my wife again. As far as I'm concerned, she could die in an enormous plane crash tomorrow. It wouldn't bother me. But I want to see my kids.
And there's a restraining order against you?
Okay, here we go. So you think that means I'm crazy, right?
Well, no, but there's a reason why your wife went out and got a restraining order.
Yeah, and it's a bad reason. It's a bad reason.
What reason did she give?
She said I didn't have the right to go into my own home and check on some things. And
you didn't have the right to go into your own home and check on some... Larry, I don't want to have to pull this out of you.
I went into my home to get some items, and the police arrested me, said I'd been breaking and entering. I said, this is my home. And so it was a big misunderstanding.
And here you are talking about putting Well,
Mr. Henry, I'd like to keep one separate from the other.
Wendy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm greatly concerned. You know, there's Child Protective Services, and I know that there are the protective services for elderly people, and I really feel...
Well, how am I abusing my mother? I'd like to know. I've not touched a hair on her head.
Well, sir, first off, how in the world do you feel you have any right to her home? You know, that is her home. I mean, if she wanted to give it away...
My father died at a very early, a young age of 45. Died of a heart attack. And he always told me that I was the man of the house, and my mother has resisted putting me on the deed to that house ever since because she gets her kicks.
She doesn't have to put you on the deed to her house. It's not your right. Even if you are the man of the house, even if you're the head of the household, that is her home.
Even if she's walking around in her bare feet out in the middle of Colorado Boulevard. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Definitely.
Wait a minute. That hasn't been established.
Well, she might.
Well, you know, I might get hit by a bus tomorrow. You know, life could be, I might. I mean, you can't...
What does that mean, Mr. Grover?
What?
What you just said?
I didn't say it.
You said we can always hope.
My apologies.
I mean, it's...
The lady says she's going to get hit by a bus, and you say we can always hope.
Well, thanks for repeating it. She hasn't even heard it.
Personally, if I was your mother... I wouldn't be even having you live in my service porch on a cot.
Well, ma'am,
for fear of what you might do to me for my own good.
Do you have children?
You bet I do.
And so, in other words, you just let them sleep out in the middle of a field?
No, in fact, I've made sure that they're very well taken care of.
Well, how old are they?
I have a 26-year-old and a 23-year-old.
You got to take care of them, and they're 26 and 23?
In actuality, I have one that works in mental health with abused children, and I have another one who owns his own business.
Well, then why do you have to take care of them?
And I happen to live on acreage, and they happen to have their own homes on the acreage.
Ah, there we go. Mom's taking care of them, see?
No, I'm not.
And I'm the guy that's got to sleep on a service porch.
They've paid for their own construction. They pay for their own bills.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Look, if the lady's being honest enough to say they live on her acreage...
Well, she said acreage. I bet you what she meant to say is money.
No, not at all. In fact, both of my children make more money than I do.
Well, I would hope so. With the, I mean, when you were a young lady, what did you pull a week? What, $20, $30 a week? Nowadays, obviously, they're going to make more.
Well, I'm still working. I happen to be in the design industry, and my children both make more money than I do.
What country are you from?
I happen to be from California.
Well, you said industry.
Huh?
I said you have an accent. You said industry. I thought perhaps you're Canadian or...
Nope. I was born and raised in Los Angeles area. Now I live on the Central Coast of California.
You live where?
Central Coast of California.
With all that acreage, and you're calling up and telling me, who sleeps on a cot, what to do with my life. Boy, I'll tell you.
I'm not telling you what to do with your life.
If you were a man, I'd say you have a pretty sizable pair.
I'm telling you what you should be doing to your mother's life.
Ma'am, I'm not doing anything to my mother's life other than trying to get her into a home. So she's not. I don't have to go walk around behind her with a mop.
It doesn't sound to me like she has the problem, hon. It sounds like you do.
You know, there you are up there on the Dallas acreage playing, whatever that broad.
You know, Larry, you're losing it.
What?
Broad Dallas.
Who is the woman? Joan Collins in Dynasty. Here's Joan Collins calling up, and I'm on a cot.
Well, then it sounds like you haven't taken very good care of yourself. It sounds like
you know what I've been doing? I've been walking around behind my mother with a mop and a bucket.
No, you haven't, because you're going under the assumption that this is what's going to happen.
I've been walking around behind my mother with a pan and a sponge, and you're up there, and you're, go ahead and take the truck, Lou Ellen, into town tonight.
Oh, I don't think that's how it is, hon.
Oh, but God, you sound so cool, calm, and collected. I bet you when you hang the phone up, you'll scream.
Sir,
all right, look.
You've already stated
Wendy, we got to take a break, Wendy. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, she was very good, but again, I blow.
Episode 114 of the Phil Henry Podcast brought to you in part by Sherry's Berries. Head over to philhenryshow.com and get more of this here podcast.